Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We got jokes sent in from Nancy in Arlington Heights. She's the wife of Robert Mueller, the author of World War II Visitor's Guides to Normandy, Market Garden, and Bulge Battlefields. Tom Caputo sent us a joke, and Diane Tricky did too. And Kathy from Lafayette, Indiana says, I'm a longtime resident of the McKinley Park neighborhood in Chicago, so I feel like I should count as a local listener, even though I'm in Lafayette. Dennis Keller sent us a joke in Batavia, and Tom Cork in Arlington Heights. Wally the Racquetballer in Westmont, and Dan Carroll in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks for the joke, Sandy. And Peggy Hacker, the administrative assistant at the Rockford Park District Police, and Ted Klatfelter in Phoenix, Arizona. Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook. And Kaya Fole Smith from Byron, age 7, sent us a joke. And Nanette is back in Pontiac, she says, but I'm still mugless. My day started out bad today, Dave. I put my shirt on and my button fell off. Then I picked up my briefcase and the handle fell off, so now I'm afraid to go to the bathroom. My wife and I are both tightrope walkers.
Where did you meet?
Online. Who didn't let the gorilla into the ballet? This is a joke that we've stolen from Louis C.K.'s daughter. Who did not let the gorilla into the ballet? Oh, that's your line, Dave.
I don't know. Who?
Hey, let's start this one from the top, and we'll edit it, and then we play it back. It'll be really solid. Who didn't let the gorilla into the ballet?
I don't know. Who?
The person in charge of attendance at the ballet. Kind of reminds me of that. Hey, Dave, when you see a bunch of ducks flying in a V formation, do you know why one of the sides of the V is longer than the other?
No.
That's because there are more ducks on that one side. Kind of reminds me of this one. What's the difference between a blonde and a bowling ball?
I don't know.
A blonde is a living person with a specific hair color, and a bowling ball is an inanimate object used in the sport of bowling. Kind of a theme there. Every now and then, my wife asked me to haul stuff up from the basement, and I said, we need a dumb waiter. She said, oh, we have one. I hate it when I can't figure out how to operate the iPad, and my tech support guy is asleep. He's 5. It's past his bedtime. It would be wonderful if we could just put ourselves in the dryer for, say, 10 minutes and then come out wrinkle-free, 3 sizes smaller. After 65, one for the road means peeing before you leave the house. I'm right about that.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a therapist and John Williams will star as a chocolate Easter bunny.
So, what's bothering you?
I don't know. I feel hollow inside. What does the Easter bunny get for making a basket? 2 points, just like everyone else. And finally, isn't it amazing how music can transport you to another place? For instance, if I'm in a cafe or bar and Coldplay comes on, I go to another place.